Keystone Towers is set for demolition, and the company that will do the honors was announced Monday. Denny Excavating of Indianapolis won the $827,000 contract to implode the towers, which have become an eyesore. The buildings were abandoned in 2003 and quickly became a haven for crime. After demolition, the city will take redevelopment proposals. The Indiana Recount Commission will decide today if Secretary of State Charlie White can remain in office, at least for the time being. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The three-person commission, made up of two Republicans and one Democrat, heard testimony last Tuesday from White, his wife Michelle, and his ex-wife Nicole on the question of White's eligibility for office. If White is ruled ineligible, Democrat Vop Oesele, the runner-up in the 2010 Secretary of State election, could take office, barring an appeals process. But if the commission rules in White's favor, Governor Mitch Daniels would then have the authority to name White's replacement if he steps down or is forced to leave office because of his criminal trial in Hamilton County. Daniels and other top Republicans have called on White to step down since his indictment by a grand jury in March. White's criminal trial for voter fraud is scheduled to begin August 8th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana's new law banning text messaging while driving is expected to pose challenges for police officers. The law, taking effect Monday, restricts officers from confiscating phones to prove whether the driver was actually texting. Motorists can be fined up to $500 if they are caught texting under the new law. Many Hoosiers will head to one of the state's 25 state parks to celebrate the 4th of July holiday this weekend. Ginger Murphy works for the Division of State Parks and Reservoirs at the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. She says as a result of late spring flooding, camping numbers have been down a bit overall.
We're doing okay. There's lots of debris to clean up, and our staff have been doing that, but we are back up and running, except for those beaches. Campsites are back open and everything, and we are ready to go for the big holiday weekend.
Campers in Indiana are also asked to leave firewood at home as the state continues to battle the spread of the emerald ash borer. Police say the nephew of a central Indiana woman who disappeared 2 weeks ago used her credit card to buy hundreds of dollars of jewelry the same day she vanished. Noblesville police also believe 74-year-old Dorothy Hurd's nephew sold her wedding ring at a pawn shop June 13th. 47-year-old Donald Burns has not been charged in her disappearance, but he is being held at the Madison County Jail on unrelated charges. Authorities in southwestern Indiana have been searching on horseback and in aircraft for a 12-year-old boy who ran away from home last week. They say Josh Miller is a habitual runaway, but has never stayed gone this long. The search for the Oatesville boy is focusing on a densely wooded area covering 5 to 8 square miles. WFYI weather. Today, sunshine with highs reaching 81 degrees overnight. Mostly clear skies, a low near 61. Tomorrow and through Friday, sunny skies with highs tomorrow and Thursday near 85. Friday's high could get into the lower 90s, and on Saturday and Sunday, over the holiday weekend, a chance for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 69 degrees. For WFYI News,